Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And I am Chrisanne. So we are going to be doing the psychic predictions for the week of May 12th through May 19th of 2024. This week we are using another different and new deck. Well, it's not new. It's new that I'm using it here. It is the Guardian Angel Reading Cards, and it is by Debbie Malone, and it is illustrated by Amelia, and I'm going to butcher this, Chichulescu, but it's the Guardian Angel Reading Cards. It is beautiful. It is lovely. So definitely check it out. This one's by Rockpool Publishing. They're coming out with some wonderful decks. This is a bit of larger size card. I like this deck. There's another one that accompanies it as well. But for this week, we're going to be pulling three cards to see what is in store for us for this week. First card I'm pulling is Angel of the Night Sky. Once again, really, really, really pretty cards within this. So when we're talking about this card, this is saying it is wonderful to look into the future. Look up at the night sky. Look up into your future. What is written in the stars? You know, what's written in the stars talks about what is our future. It also talks about where we have come from. But it is the connectivity to the universe. It is going to give you your answers on a soul level. Where is it that you're going? You are an enlightened soul enough to look for the answers that you seek. This week, you are going to be looking for those answers, and I certainly hope getting them all answered this week. When you seek the answers, you are putting it out into the universe that is what you need to focus on. That is what is within your highest and best good. You know, in order to rectify your change, we need to pose these questions. And that's what this week is going to be all about. The next card we are pulling. Oh, it's the Angel of Remembrance. Ah, interesting. We're looking to the future for answers in the first card. And then now in this card, we are remembering. Remembering where have we come from? Where are we moving from into the future? When we're talking about the Angel of Remembrance, because these are all angel cards, we're talking about our loved ones being with us, remembering fondly those souls that helped guide us to who we are. Whether we knew them in this lifetime or not, they still have been with us as guides, angels, loved ones, etc. And even when we did know them in this lifetime, they are now maybe no longer with us in physical form, but in spirit. So when you remember them, obviously, if something comes up in your brain about somebody that you have loved, there's a message in that situation. There's a message in that moment. Maybe that person is with you in spirit. And just acknowledging that our guides, our loved ones are with us when we remember, it's a wonderful reminder of hopefully wonderful things. So pay attention to that as well. And then the last card that I am pulling for this week. Yeah, this is so funny when this happens. Yeah. Angel of Past Lives. Okay. We're talking about Angel of Remembrance. We are remembering those that have been with us in this lifetime, or maybe their spirit has been with us in this lifetime, but there's a reason they have been with us in this lifetime, and that is because of the Angel of Past Lives. We always are with the same soul family. whether that be for good or for bad. They are always, we're stuck with them. They're always around us to teach us. And sometimes teaching is a very positive, wonderful, enlightening, uplifting experience. And other times the teaching might be through, frustration and banging your head against the wall. But there's always a lesson in that. There's always the lesson. You need to learn your lesson in order to move forward. Unfortunately, they need to learn the same lesson too, or else we're stuck trying to help them and teach them. But when we're talking about our past lives, I am a psychic reader who does readings in the Akashic Records. That is your past lives. When I go and do a reading in your past lives, it doesn't take me on a very linear pathway. It takes me on a lifetime direction of what it is you need to know. Let's correlate to this particular lifetime. Maybe that was three lifetimes ago as opposed to the most recent lifetime. But that particular lifetime is very indicative of something that is going on in this life. That lesson that you need to know, or that pathway that you can't explain why you are so drawn to that. I'm going to use the example of gardening because we're coming into the time of gardening. Maybe you have a passion for gardening and you have just this uncanny sense of knowing. Well, that very well could be harkened back to a particular past life where you were a farmer that was very skilled at developing this particular crop to grow wonderfully, etc. So that information comes back to us in this lifetime when we need it. So it's kind of interesting that we have a couple different life pathways within these cards. First, I pulled the Angel of the Night Sky, looking to the future. Angel of Remembrance, remembering those that have loved us. Angel of Past Lives, remembering those that really have been with us and experiences that have been with us. This is going to be a really powerful week. With all of these coming up, this is telling me this is going to be a time this week. This is going to be a time of reflection, taking that information and moving forward wonderfully with that skill set that you know on a soul level to be able to apply that here and now into making an effective change for the week or the effective confirmation of where you're going for this week. This sounds quite powerful. This sounds really cool. I am very excited for this, I have to say. So, next, we are going to go to the crystals. I always channel what crystals that we're going to be talking about before I start doing the podcast. And I have three for this week. The very first one is Angel Aura Quartz. So, Angel Aura Quartz is one that has been sort of manipulated by human intervention, and it has this sort of rainbow aura to the clear quartz. So, it's heated with a variety of different metals. All the aura crystals have a variety of different metal components that are high heated with it. I am not a scientist. I don't claim to know the exact process, nor will I tell you what the exact process is because I don't know that. But I do know it is heated and they use metals with it, and that is what gives the clear quartz, in this case, the rainbow aura of a shine to it. These crystals do tend to be a little bit more fragile, so FYI, just be careful if you're carrying these in your pocket. You need to make sure it's well wrapped. You can wear it as a wire wrapped pendant, of course. The aura crystals make beautiful jewelry. But in this case, we're talking about the angel aura quartz, so clear quartz with a rainbow, beautiful rainbows to it. So this stone will lift your spirits. It's going to cleanse your auric field. It's going to help remove those cords that have tethered you and held you back to be able to move past those, This correlates to the cards that we were talking about, and it helps you to activate that rainbow-like body within us, that light energy within us. And it also, angel aura quartz is wonderful to help during meditation. Angel aura quartz is going to bring in joy, contentment, happiness, that light energy, an optimistic approach to the future, looking to the future with a new set of eyes. Really powerful that it connects to the cards that we just talked about. So, for these reasons, I am going to say the angel aura quartz is great on the left hand side of the body. The left hand side brings in the energy, the right hand side lets the energy go. If we are talking about removing cords, we can utilize the angel aura quartz on the right hand side. If you're wearing it as a pendant, and most people do wear angel aura quartz as a pendant, which is in the middle of the body, don't worry about it. The crystal is going to do what the crystal needs to do. The next stone that we're talking about, I think, is a really underrated and undervalued stone. Petrocyte, Petersite. Look it up. It's really pretty. It's a brown stone that has flecks of whites and blues and reds. It's very pretty, but it's underrated, I think. So petrocyte is said to contain the keys to the kingdom of heaven. It is a stone that helps you to have courage to do what you need to do. And guess what? It helps you access the Akashic Records, past lives. It can help you to align your chakra system. It can help you to ground your energy, especially during a meditation. So, a lot of times, for instance, when I'm meditating, I don't just regular meditate, I guess. When I meditate, I like to travel. I like to go. I like to experience realms and different places, and it's very kind of cool. And people say to me, for instance, if you're going to astral travel, which to me is very comparable to what I'm doing when I am meditating, how do I tether back to where I'm at? So petrocyte is a stone that can help you to tether back to this particular body in this particular time frame. So think of it in those terms. It helps you to recognize what is your full potential. And it recognizes that on a soul level, you have to support yourself. You have to be loyal to who you are. You have to be true to who you are. And petrocyte is really good for all of those things. You look at it and it's kind of unassuming. I mean, I think it's pretty because it has really kind of flecks of multicolors in it sometimes with a brown base of a stone. Look it up. It's unassuming, but it's a cool stone. Relatively inexpensive. Angel Aura is more money than this one. Angel Auras are sort of, I would call, mid-range if we're looking at like a tumbled stone piece, even though they're not really tumbled. But if we're going in that category of a tumbled stone, it is sort of mid to high end price. Petrocyte, low to mid price range. And last stone that we're going to talk about is Tiger Iron. This is a very reasonably accessible price-wise stone as well. So Tiger Iron, heavier than Tiger Eye. So looks comparable, looks similar, but you can tell because of the weight of it. It has a heavier feel. It's a colder feeling stone. I don't have a lot of appropriate feeling in my fingers because of nerve damage and stuff. So what I do is I hold the stones to my face and I can always tell the difference of the coldness compared to a Tiger Iron versus a Tiger Eye. You got the weight and you have the coldness factor. So those are two ways to tell. Tiger Iron helps with your energy, helps with your stamina, helps with your vitality. It is great for those who take on other people's energies, whether you be a teacher, a counselor, a therapist, or a mother, or a father too. Those are people that sort of take on other people's energies when you don't need to. This is a great stone for healers to work with, especially if you're going to be doing some cord cutting in the situations that your client needs. It is great for those that are just exhausted. If you are emotionally exhausted, if you're physically exhausted, Tiger Iron on the right hand, I mean, I'm sorry, on the left hand side to bring in that wonderful energy is great. It's also giving you courage during times that you really need the courage. You really need the help. You need the boost up. It can balance your emotions, and it's great for when you get stuck as an artist, like I am. Sometimes I just get like in these creative stuck situations. Like, am I gonna take the piece and go this way, or take the piece and go that way with it? Tiger Iron is one that can help, and it's really good for self-healing. So, for these reasons, all of these stones I am going to use on the left-hand side of the body, with the exception of some of the cord cutting capabilities of the Tiger Iron and the Angel Aura Quartz. Then I'm going to put it on the right-hand side. But all of these are very applicable to wear as a pendant in the middle of the body, or earrings. But if I'm going to wear these as jewelry, I'm going to stick to the side, like a ring or a bracelet, or even toe rings or anklets. I'm going to stick to whatever side is more the work that I want to go on. So check those three stones out. It always cracks me up how the stones really correlate to the cards that we're talking about. It just never ceases to surprise me that there's always a really strong connection to all of that. And then, of course, I pulled the angel that we're going to be talking about today as well beforehand, and it's Archangel Michael. So Archangel Michael is great with connecting you with your path, especially if it's a magical enchanted path that you need to be on. Sometimes when magical things or imagination or creativity is missing from your life, you can call in Michael, Archangel Michael, and it will help you to find that joy, that child within you, to reconnect with that innocence that you had way back when. So, with this angel that we're calling in for this week, you can understand when you call in Archangel Michael, it is like you're calling in creativity, you're calling in magical aspects to your life, you're calling in love into your life. And when you are touched by that divine light that comes in from calling in Archangel Michael, then that can help bring you to your highest and best good, that can raise up your vibration, that can get you through your situation. Hey, I hope this is helpful for this week. To me, this sounds like it's going to be a really powerful, magical, enlightening week. It is going to be, ooh, exciting. I'm really excited for this week. So, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you are listening to me in the United States, today has been Mother's Day. So, have a joyful, wonderful Mother's Day. Let's celebrate our moms throughout the world, and let's celebrate those that step up to be in the role of mom as well. So celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. If you are interested, please check out my website. I have a lot of decks, I have a lot of crystals, I have artwork, and of course, you can find my reading information if you'd like a private psychic reading with me. The website is www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same exact name as this podcast. So check it out. There's a lot of information there. And yes, I have been talking about, in sort of cryptid words, that I have been working on a lot of projects lately. I have been very dedicated in the last couple of years to really focused on a lot of art projects that have culminated in me creating six Oracle decks that, yes, I sent to a prospective publisher Friday of last week. Fingers crossed. I am super hopeful. I am very proud of the work that I have accomplished, and they are going to come to fruition. I absolutely know that. But I'm very hopeful with this particular publisher. So fingers crossed for me. You guys will know when that happens. It does take a long time to get something published. I certainly acknowledge that. So very hopeful, very, very, very excited. So thank you all. I've had a lot of support from a lot of the people that tune in and listen. I really appreciate you all. So have a wonderful week and be free.